is up, Wisconsin? Welcome back if you're joining us again. Welcome. If you're just tuning in, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just finished up another great episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. You can find all of those past episodes at civicmedia.us. And we will be here every day talking about money and tax policy and how to actually make our economy work for the middle class. Before I bring on my very special next guest, this caller has been very patient. Billy from Madison, thank you for waiting. You had a comment or question.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to make an analogy between business and football. You know, a few decades ago, the highlight reels were filled with defensive plays of hard hits that today would be called dirty hits. And, you know, for the last several decades, practices that people have been celebrated for being smart businessmen, avoiding taxes, tax buybacks, stock buybacks, things like that. I hope as we change the rules, we're able to call those things what they really are and change the vocabulary around them. It's not smart businessmen. It's lack of ethics. It's sometimes even criminal. It is certainly meant to confuse and disorient consumers and things like that. So I hope we can change the vocabulary around some of those business practices to reflect the bad practices that have been celebrated for too long.
Yeah, I wish we would stop lauding corporations and the ultra wealthy that don't pay their fair share, that figure out how to cheat their taxes with a phalanx of lawyers and accountants and twist our tax code beyond all recognition. And every time a billionaire or millionaire or enormously profitable large corporation does that, that means your tax burden as a wage-earning middle-class person goes up. With that, thank you so much. I want to bring on my very special next guest, special for so many reasons. His name is Neil Plotkin. He ran for State Senate District 8 in 2020 against former Assemblyperson Alberta Darling. I call her the female Darth Vader. And he did so despite the fact that Wisconsin, after the 2010 census, had gerrymandered our maps beyond any and all recognition. He did this despite the fact that he was campaigning and running during the enormous challenges of the onset and then the continuation of the COVID-19 pandemic. And Neil came so very close to beating the female Darth Vader within single digits. Neil was a small business owner for nearly three decades, Black in sales and marketing. And he has been a substitute teacher, giving of his expertise and knowledge to the students of Nicolet High School, which is the public high school in Glendale, where his three children attended. One of them, Jess, is our producer today.
Hi.
So Jess gets to say hello to her dad, and I get to welcome Neil. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to have a chance to see your spacious and luxurious studios
here. Oh, and with a dose of sarcasm to boot, you didn't tell me you was a comedian as well, Jess.
Where do you think I got it from?
Sometimes people just have those innate gifts,
I suppose.
I'll just start, Neil, by saying it's a pleasure to work with your daughter every day. She's been a great asset to Civic Media, and I appreciate the heck out of her.
No surprise.
No surprise, indeed. Let's jump in. Why did you put yourself through this trial, if one can call it that, in running against Alberta Darling in 2020 when the maps were so unfair?
Okay. Well, first of all, knowing that we had a daunting challenge, we actually started the campaign in 2019. Mm. So it was before the onset of the pandemic. So,
because you had your work cut out for you got to get
right.
started early.
So that was just another gift.
Yes.
But the reason for me and the initial and one of the number one driving things that that made me decide to run was because in a democracy, we must have choices.
Yeah.
And for two consecutive cycles, in the 2012 election and in the 2016 elections, for Wisconsin Senate District 8, Alberta Darling ran unopposed. And that is an affront to democracy.
Yeah, one of the things, Neil, that I've talked about a lot on the show is that gerrymandering, by its very nature, what it does is it makes districts from which we elect representatives far more extreme, and it dissuades opposing candidates from running.
Absolutely.
And when you've got more extreme candidates and you've got lower incentives for people to challenge incumbents, what you end up with is more extreme policy, right? And it ends up robbing everybody. And I'd like to think Wisconsinites are more independent-minded, middle-of-the-road folks, despite, you know, all of the hubbub that we hear. And it gives, it deprives us when we happen to live in these grossly gerrymandered districts of the ability to require our elected officials to compromise and actually get stuff done because they don't have to win election. So bravo, Neil, for running in 2020, keeping Alberta Darling honest, as it were.
Well, we tried to do that. And realistically, argumentatively, and not trying to wave our flag too much.
Oh, no, wave away, Neil. Wave away.
No, wave that flag.
Wave. You were doing the good works.
Yeah. We took a district where it was so gerrymandered that nobody even bothered to run in 2012 and 2016. And we got close to 46% of the vote. And that was a huge shift. We have the numbers. I kept the numbers. And
tell us exactly what the numbers were.
Okay. Well, realistically and argumentatively, we flipped Wisconsin from 2016 to 2020. The numbers were we got just under 55,000 votes. So Senate District number 8 had one of the highest turnouts.
Yes.
In the 2020 state elections in Wisconsin. We actually did at one point had set a state record.
Wow.
For a state Senate campaign. Mm-hmm. With the funding that we got from donors and from support from the state Democratic Party. For a few weeks, we held history. We were topped just a little bit at the end by Brad Pfaff, who ran in Western Wisconsin.
Yep.
In SD 32. And he won his district by 600 votes. So that's how close it was. But
one of the things that you're touching upon, Neil, is when we have candidates in competitive elections, when we've got competitively drawn districts, more people turn out. Gee whiz, go figure. And when more people turn out, that means that more voices are heard in elections, right? And in 2020, your work in SD 8, I think, was essential to a whole bunch of big wins for Democrats, including the energy that was behind Governor Evers. All sorts of good things happened because of those efforts that you made in SD 8. Those are some of the things I think you accomplished. You've been listing some of these statistical gains. The interesting thing to me, Neil, is that when we look at this in the context of what's going on in this cycle, what we've seen is these districts that used to be extremely red. And I'm not just talking about the gerrymandering. I'm just talking about historically the voting trends.
Yes.
We've seen many of these formerly red areas turning purple and many now starting to look a little bit more blue than purple. Folks like yourself, we have to thank for that. When you look at this 2024 election, Neil, I'm pretty encouraged. Even in Ozaukee and Waukesha counties, we're seeing this movement. Where do you place yourself in that sort of arc, that trajectory in turning these formerly very traditionally Republican districts and areas into more purple areas?
Well, first of all, we did so well in the election that after the election in 2021, when the Republicans initially redistricted all the districts.
Yep.
I got moved out of my district. I know
yes, by half a block.
Yeah, they made sure to be sure that Neil could never run again.
I'm no longer in SD8. Glendale was a community that was split between the 10th and the 8th district. Mm-hmm. Now all of Glendale is in the 10th district. So at least I picked up a couple of Democratic representatives. But we made a difference. And I said argumentatively, we helped flip the state. In 2016, when there was no candidate in the district, Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 22,000 votes. Yep. In 2020, when we ran and got just under 55,000 votes, Joe Biden won the district, won the state of Wisconsin by about 20,000 votes. And information I have from America Votes shows that in the 8th Senate district, the shift in votes from Republican to Democrat in 2020 was 141%.
Wow.
No other district came even close. Even Brad's district up in 32.
So what you're telling me, Neil, is that you basically saved democracy in 2020.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Basically. Well, and without Wisconsin, none of this happens. Well, listen, folks, my very special guest this segment is Mr. Neil Plotkin, not just dad of our fabulous producer, Jess, but also the Senate candidate in District 8 for 2020 that lost by just a whisker, as the MAGA president finally admitted he lost in 2020. You also had the challenge, Neil, of running during COVID. What was that like? How did it change your campaign?
It changed it a lot. As I said, we started the campaign in late 2019. I wanted to get out. One of the reasons was I wanted to try to avoid a primary.
Yes.
Because I wanted people to see that there was a solid candidate in the district. So I originally was working with with one of the campaign coordinating groups. And by the way, one of the big changes in Wisconsin truly is the leadership that Ben Wickler has brought to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin compared to the previous leadership.
Yeah.
He turned things around completely. And
Ben's done a fantastic job.
He is a huge reason for the change in what happened here.
We just have about a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask you about being a substitute teacher. I have a number of friends who are teachers. It is a hard job, to say the least. What brought you, why did you decide to become a sub after owning a small business for 30 plus years?
Well, I was in the business world total over 40 years.
Yeah.
About 25 to 30 years as either an owner or partner.
Yeah.
And the business world was changing a lot. I had some very good years in the business world and did a lot of very interesting, exciting things. But I could see that my business world was changing dramatically. Most of my customers are gone.
Yes.
There were major retailers, and all you have to do is look at the retailer graveyard.
Yes.
Those were people who helped support me. Actually, your producer's sister recommended to me that I teach. And I had I had all of the credits available to do that, and just needed to talk to a couple of my friends who I know who had did that. There are a number of substitute teachers at Nicolet, and I'm sure at a lot of other schools that spent their careers doing something else. Besides teaching. And I think that that brings a special ingredient to the school and to the students.
Well, I thank you for your service. Mr. Plotkin, what do you teach when you sub, or do you do anything and everything?
Most substitute teachers will take just about any assignment. There's some
that's
I really
how it
like.
Works. That's how it works.
My degrees are in political science and American history, so that's where I like to be. But I also I really enjoy teaching English and other subjects. Some things that are
well. Thank you so much. I got to jump here. Thank you, okay. Neil, for your work in 2020 and for taking a shot at it here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be back with some final thoughts after these important messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.